Space, the final frontier where no man has gone before. Except we all know that isn't true. And according to an interesting story today by my colleague Stephen Humphreys, humankind's inventions will be a more prominent and important fixture out there in the future. Tech giants are looking to celestial spaces to relocate their ever-expanding, resource-gobbling data centers. They want to launch millions of refrigerator-sized storage satellites into the cosmos. It sounds like a good fix to earthly problems. Land-based data storage facilities consume millions of gallons of water per day, but satellites cause dangerous space debris. Welcome to the bold new frontier of environmental protection, cleaning up space. It's Wednesday, February 25th. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning, I'm Ira Porter. First, our curation of news briefs from our writers around the world. Many of these are developing stories. Find the latest updates at csmonitor.com/newsbriefs or on our app. Italy will continue to send military aid to Ukraine, a senior government official said Tuesday, reaffirming support for Kyiv as Russia's invasion enters its fourth year. Giovan Battista Fazzolari, a cabinet undersecretary and close aide to Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni, said continued support could lead Russia to genuine peace negotiations within a reasonable time frame. Italy has already sent 12 military aid packages worth more than $3.5 billion, including air defense systems. However, the policy has exposed divisions within Ms. Meloni's ruling coalition, with the far-right League Party saying further assistance may not help end the war. Paramount made its final bid for Warner Brothers in a face-off with Netflix. Warner Brothers Discovery confirmed that Paramount Skydance submitted a revised bid to acquire the company. Industry insiders expected the offer to exceed the original bid for $108 billion, or $30 per share. Paramount submitted the bid on the final day of a seven-day negotiation window granted by Netflix. If Warner accepts Paramount's final offer, Warner would owe a $2.8 billion breakup fee to Netflix, which Paramount has offered to take on. Netflix now has 4 days to respond to Paramount's bid. Warner's board said it continues to recommend in favor of the Netflix transaction. Also, the Boston Globe did not print a Tuesday paper this week after a powerful blizzard in the Northeast left up to 3 feet of snow and thousands without power. Its digital edition did go live. Labor strikes halted print production a few times in the 1960s, its editor said in a published story. But this decision marks the first time since the Globe's founding in 1872 that management has suspended production of the daily paper, which is among the 15 most read in the country. Taunton, Massachusetts, where the paper is printed, received 29 inches of snow. Parts of Massachusetts remain under a travel ban, and some 250,000 residents do not have power. Now, today's Monitor stories. As always, you can go to csmonitor.com or our app for the latest news, including our coverage of President Donald Trump's State of the Union address. The United States has amassed the largest force since the war in Iraq. Iran threatens an all-out response to any attack, even if limited. As they prepare for nuclear diplomacy in Geneva to avoid conflict, each side appears to be misreading the other. Scott Peterson reports from London for The Monitor. Greenlandic culture and identity, rooted in Inuit traditions, has seen a revival. As the world clamors for its rare earth minerals and energy potential, will its people be able to choose their own path? Mark Sappenfeld reports from Nuuk, Greenland for The Monitor. While space-based data centers promise to alleviate Earth's energy crisis, the next frontier of innovation hinges on designing orbital infrastructure that is sustainable and avoids creating a dumping ground in orbit. Stephen Humphreys reports for The Monitor. Mobile libraries operated by Aleph Lela Book Bus Society have grown into a nationwide phenomenon, upending the belief among many Pakistanis that reading is a pastime reserved for the elite. Contributor Hassan Ali reports from Lahore, Pakistan for the Monitor. Now, commentary from the Monitor's editorial board on how Iranians are defying death with dancing. Dozens of viral videos coming out of Iran in recent days reveal a marked shift in what Iranians think of the regime in Tehran, especially after its brutal killing of thousands of protesters on January 8th and 9th. The videos of funerals in homes and cemeteries for those killed last month show family and friends dancing instead of wailing, singing instead of lamenting, cheering with political slogans instead of trembling in fear of further repression. Many wear clothes that are vibrant, as if at a wedding, rather than traditional black. In Iran, memorials for loved ones are often held several times until 40 days have passed. An Iranian who posted one video wrote on the social platform X that when the regime trivializes the killing of so many people, we dance to welcome eternity. Death, in other words, is not being given the last word. For the Islamic Republic, these images are very worrying, Holly DeGress, a senior fellow at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy, told Iran International. Instead of these people mourning and being traumatized by what has happened, which they are to an extent, they're celebrating. And that signifies that this is a people that's no longer afraid of the Islamic Republic. To a degree, the regime admits this point. Our society is wounded, and if it is not treated, it will engulf the entire society, President Masoud Pezeshkian said of the protest. Dancing in public, which is banned in Iran, has become a common tactic for protesters since an uprising in 2022. People were inspired by one Iranian man, Majid Reza Ranavard, who was executed for taking part in those protests. Before his execution, he stated, "I don't want anyone to mourn upon my grave. I don't want them to read Quran or pray. Just celebrate and play celebrating music." The new types of funerals offer a contrast to the Islamic Republic's meaning of death. In the new rituals, Shala Shafiq, a sociologist living in France, told the BBC that concept of sacrifice and martyrdom disappears and becomes giving one's life for the sake of life. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com or on our app. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Today's Christian Science Spiritual Perspective contributor shares how it's strengthening to know that there's no limit to God's healing power right here and now. Find the full column at csmonitor.com/csperspective. Thanks to today's audio production team, Mackenzie Farkas and Tim Malone.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor in Boston, Massachusetts, United States of America. Copyright 2026.